If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than
once again, your song of the day for Rory McIlroy, I'm Still Standing by Elton John. 464-568-5. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Take it away, Bill. You're first.
I was so impressed with Ellie.
She was dancing.
She was dancing. That's beautiful. Elton, incredible musician. The song, a little bubblegum-ish.
I saw you bobbing your head, though, Bill.
Bob my head.
You're bobbing.
I'm going to put it in. Wasn't a song that really resonated with me a lot, but it's not awful. I'm going to go with a 601. 601. So likable, not bad background music. I wouldn't call it walk-up music.
You wouldn't? What no. If you walked into a bar at 11
I'm,
p.m.?
I'm still Saturday. Standing. I'm still probably going in. I'm still probably going in.
It's yeah, not, I'm not getting, out,
super interesting
yeah,
song.
Yeah, super, yeah. Yeah,
just, well, okay, why is this
why, playing? Why is Elton John, why are we playing 1983, I'm Still Standing? Because that would really confuse me with places that I would choose to enter. That would be one I'd be like, okay, this is a little off for me right here. This would really
could be
me.
Eric Clapton, yeah, or it could be Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
Could be, this is, yeah, so that's where I'm at. What do
wow,
you got?
Wow, it's a very interesting yeah. song, Jake.
You were bobbing your head, too.
I kind of always kind of
like. I saw yeah. you singing it, too. You did sing.
I knew the words. Yeah, I knew the words.
Oh, I like Elton John. He's probably got 12 songs that are incredibly good.
He has some incredible songs. I'm with you on that.
I can go a little. I'll go a little higher. So there's a theme here?
Yeah. There's a theme. It's for Rory.
Yes.
He's still standing. Masters champion.
That's what came
how
to
you
mind.
Came up with that. Was
that's
unbelievable.
What came to mind.
Okay,
Jake, imagine Jake. Okay, song of the day. Okay, Rory, I'm still
something.
Standing. Elton John.
It doesn't have to be.
It took me a while to get to a theme.
I was going to say.
It doesn't have to be a theme.
But sometimes it does, though.
I go 701. 7.01. Okay.
Ellie's got to be
God,
high.
God, Farley yeah. hates this song.
I'm going to say Ellie is a 9224. Dad is going to be a 7.9.
9.5.
8.8. And Derek. Farley, what are you at?
A zero.
Zero. Derek gave it a what?
8.8.
That's pretty high. Okay.
Elliot. And Farley gave it a zero?
0.0, he said.
Yes. I'm Still Standing.
I'm not sure the last time he ever gave me a good score at all on Song of the Day. So that's just kind of how it goes with Farley.
Song just, what kind of music does Farley like?
Likes Motown.
You like Motown?
Motown.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Wrong. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, some ratings here before we get to Bill's Thrill. Sandmaster and KC, 8.9. Bill and Bennett, 3.2. Houston, 8.4. Guilt Nerd, 2.1.
Guilt Nerd, the nerd.
Seems a little low.
Houston, is that Houston from way back?
That's Harrison's brother.
Houston. That's Harrison's brother still?
Yes. Yeah.
I think they're once her brothers, they stay brothers. So still, I don't know if there's some sort of... Well, I don't know if you have an application to
we're
separate.
Talking about Houston used to text in like... Yeah. 10 years ago. Yeah.
He's still with us.
Still with us.
Brent Bertrand, 5. Lyle in Omaha, 8.4. Sanderson, 7.8 on that one. Jennifer, 6.5. Hubby, 5.9. Not super high.
Yeah.
Elton.
Not there. Yeah.
Ooh.
Joe in Boulder, good, not great, 6.5. Cornbread in Oklahoma, 4.2.
The bread.
Jay in Colorado, 5.2. Chubby Rhino, 6.76. Gavin in Pender, 5.8. Kirk in Georgia, 8.95. There we go. A little high score there from Kirk. Holy cow, great song from Isaac, 9.2. And then Plainsman, 1.3.
How about that, Plainsman?
Went from a 9.2 to a 1.3.
I'm a Plainsman.
Right?
I'm a Plainsman.
Are you a Plainsman?
Yeah. I'm a Plainsman. Ellie's a Prairie Wolf.
Right, that's what I was
We're not at odds, though, are we? We're not at odds, but I will say this. The financial donation will be gigantic from myself. I'll pledge a large amount of money once we return to Plainsman.
Oh!
Once we return.
This just got real.
Yes, once
really?
We return.
Are you listening, Wesleyan?
If you're listening, yes.
Why did they go away from Plainsman?
I don't know. Not sure what that was.
By the way, old dad says, are you drunk or hungover, Jake? -100. Neither.
Neither.
I feel great today.
Feel great. Wonderful. Looks great. Jake looks great.
Feel good.
It's an interesting song, though, wasn't it?
Very interesting.
It's for Rory. More interesting
song. And I'm also
song.
Not.
It's for Rory.
Yeah, for
still
Rory.
Standing.
It's still standing by Rory.
I'm trying to think about today, you walking in, you and Gadowski walking into a bar with that plane.
Playing right now.
Would you go in?
I think you still go in. But
come on.
Right away, you can't do one of these like a.
No,
you know, look, oh, you
no,
look
you,
like
you would.
You would.
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing. 83, Elton John.
Were you guys walking around? Was you were doing your walkarounds, weren't
walkabout
you?
Was the
walkabout.
The walkabout was when the walkabout came up when we were playing Colorado at home. I think it was a night game about 90. I don't know if it was 92 or 93, okay. But okay. It was okay. Insane. And okay. I was in charge of the team for okay. The movie. And so I had to take the team to the movie. I got the movie stuff like that. I was in charge of it. And then I'm leaving, job. And I get the team all loaded up on the buses right there. And I hear kind of a psst, psst. It's Gadowski. He's off to the side. And I was like, he goes, hey, let's go check out what's going on around town. And so
when did the word walkabout come
about? Came up. So
that's hilarious.
So we went on
still a walkabout.
So we went on a walkabout around town, stopped into Sidetrack. Stopped us and the place. I mean, the town was electric.
You and Gadowski.
Yeah, the town was.
I mean,
electric.
That's like two legends walking around.
There's no legend in me. Jerry's a legend. There's no legend in me. There's none. But yeah, he's like Gadowski's waiting for
weren't
me
you,
outside.
Like identified by people
outside the theater. Outside the theater, waiting for me to go check.
Jake
out.
Gadowski was the starting quarterback in Nebraska.
He's Big Eight Player of the Year.
He's doing a walkabout.
Yeah. He was a Big Eight player of the Year.
Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, no big whoop.
Hey, Jake. That was before your time.
It was.
He was
better times.
Hey,
better times.
He was really good.
Is it a national holiday? Because there's not anything going on. The I mean, there is not one person.
Not.
There's not one
just
thing.
Just a regular day.
Is it a national holiday?
It has been slow in the streets, hasn't it?
It has been slow. We're missing some. Is this, well, probably because of the rainstorm coming in.
Yeah, Greg.
Where's the rain? Greg. Yeah, it's rolling in, man.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you something about this, okay? Be careful, because Greg takes this stuff very hard. He
already resigned as meteorologist, he said.
Oh, this has got to be bad.
But when you make the statement of 80% chance, when our phones say zero.
I got nothing on my
phone. Listen, I already know what's happening. I got to talk him through this now for the next week. Just, it's next okay. Week, yes. The information you give me is usually good. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of that.
Get him through. We're okay. Yeah.
All right. It's time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Okay,
here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, your grain marketing and crop insurance experts. Go to gotrados.com to learn more. GOTREDAS.com. I already blew one of the topics for Bill's Thrills. I didn't blow the second one, apparently.
So you have a secondary topic?
I went the secondary. I had two of them written up.
Good
ready
job.
To go, because I didn't know where Jake was going to go
good
with
good job.
This.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
The graduate school coaching tool. The graduate school coaching tool. Not everyone is the same. Josh Heupel's Saturday press conference was graduate school.
Was it?
It was as...
The Tennessee coach.
It was as good of a press conference as I've ever heard, and I'm going to say it was 90 seconds. And it was absolutely, maybe a little bit longer than that, but
Post-train.
It was, he goes, I'll just head this off right away. And he talked about the situation. Not once did he rant about football is screwed up. Everything's a mess. We need some sort of legislation. didn't say a word. He talked.
He screwed up, but
he
yeah.
talked as if, I mean, if you were a fan at Tennessee, you're like,
if your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's our guy.
He God was bless him.
He was so good. It was remarkable. And then he went through. I want to thank Nico for everything he did here.
They were tight.
Taking the high road.
He took. He goes. As a player, as his leadership, I want to thank him for everything. We have moved on. He said. Not like there was no. Well, we're going to have a discussion later here. He's like, we've moved on. And then he talked about. He talked about the power tee. He said, the power tee is not bigger than me. It's not bigger than anybody in this place. They'll be playing football at Tennessee for years to come when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. When these guys are gone, there's been history in this program. He killed it so good. He talked about it. It was after the spring game. We had 110 guys run out there for the University of Tennessee. He talked about that. He didn't never mentioned, woe is me. Tennessee, we're in trouble. We have a situation. We have to fix this. I mean, most people would have went on a rant with some form of like, so we have to get our arms around this problem. Didn't do that.
He's got to get his arms around and get in the quarterback there.
I mean, and he talked about it. He goes, we've won in different ways before. We'll win here again. We have players here. But
that's beautiful. It is.
Just go back and listen to about 90 seconds. And it was so good. It was one of those things where, like I said, if I'm a Tennessee fan right away, I listened to that and I was like, also, it just seemed likable. I mean, he seemed extremely, extremely likable. And he's always been known as not a lot of words. You know, how many times have you heard this crazy quotes from Heupel?
You don't. You never do.
And he walked into a mess. He came into Tennessee. He came into Tennessee after losing the blanking out on the guy's name that the head coach that got.
Jeremy Pruitt.
Pruitt that got in all those issues. He walked into. And you want to talk about a fan base that's a firestorm? Oh. Tennessee's a firestorm. I mean, it is a complete, it just hang on, you know, and like I said, I know Heupel a little bit. I have spoken to him before, but not enough to know him. And he wouldn't know me, you know, unless I reminded him, you know, he'd be like, oh, I do remember that, Bill, but he wouldn't know me. I was so blown away by how he didn't punch at the system. He didn't do anything. And he just took the high road. And if I'm a Tennessee fan, I'm like, no matter what, got the right guy. We got the right guy.
What if
guy.
They win seven, though? the right guy.
I would say that he hasn't. Does he have an out this year? I think he sure does.
I don't think
there's any fan base that are going to lose their mind if they won 7 or 8 when their quarterback walked out the day before the spring game, which is unprecedented. What's happened has never happened before.
I hope you're right.
Has it ever happened before?
No.
I mean, nothing like this has ever happened.
Teams lose their quarterback and coaches get fired, though. Yeah. I mean, I hope you're right.
Now, I will say this. After a while, that you are correct on this, is that nobody cares. Now, when someone plays Tennessee, no one's going to say, dadgummit, you guys lost your quarterback.
I'm telling you, they're not.
They're like, no, we're going
to
play.
I want you to be right. I'm very skeptical of it.
You think the fan base will turn on them if they win 6 or 7?
If they would lose,
they were a playoff team last
opening
year.
Opening game to somebody bad. I don't think it'll be. We're all right, guys.
I'm sorry. Do you think they'll turn them? I don't think they. I don't think they're gonna.
I don't know if I have that kind of faith that you have. I've seen too much here.
Yeah, if you lose a player,
he's so scarred.
Yeah,
he's so scarred.
I agree that I agree.
Bo is down to Kellogg. I know it's cutting him slack.
Nope.
I
mean, yeah. We're not.
None.
Yeah.
Done.
I agree. I said that. You lose players. No, the other teams don't care. Mm-hmm. You don't care. Your fan base don't care.
They wanted to fire Bo.
But there will be a this situation is because the difference is that, okay, what they have ahead of them, what they need to replace, and what they have behind them.
Oh, I think
they could be in a little bit of a situation where they're like going, well, why do we not have a better quarterback already behind him? That would be the question they would say to him. Why do we not have a plan? Well, you know, the plan is the guy's going to leave,
right?
You know, the day before the spring game is a bizarro world deal.
Pretty bizarre.
But the point is, he was gold. He was gold.
That
in the press
is
conference.
The point. And he, I mean, he is that guy. And by the way, they did, they were really close, Heupel and Imoliva. Very close relationship. So, and that would speaks well of Heupel, too.
It sounds as if, yet no one's on the complete, and only a few people know the real answers, but it just sounds as if it was like, okay, maybe let's try to work this out. Then he no-shows Friday.
No-show Friday was
big. And it was
big.
Like, that was it. That was like, okay,
big.
Enough.
But,
enough,
Bill, you can't do that, right? What? You can't not go to practice.
Yeah. So whoever gave him that advice like, hey, don't do it. Don't no-show
Hold
practice.
Hold out.
That's a bad deal.
Then you can't come back from that, I don't think. Heupel did the right thing, and you're right. He did take the high road, and that's beautiful.
Where does it go? This thing will be – this is close to being a 30-for-30 story.
I think so.
10 years from now, this will be discussed.
Yeah.
If he goes somewhere and he takes off, has an unbelievable career, wins a national championship, be like, oh, wow. What if he takes off and nothing happens? Good for him.
Yeah.
Nothing happens for him. Doesn't get the money. Someone said, well, one of the teams you should look at him is Indiana. Okay, that's fine. You're starting quarterback at Tennessee. You're in the SEC.
Okay, that was one thing we didn't cover. He can't go to another SEC school because apparently the SEC has this rule in place. If you don't transfer by February 1, you can't go to SEC. Oh,
so there's two things.
You can't go to an SEC
there's
school.
There's two things. One, would you push back and do it? Because if he says he wants to go to an SEC school, he could. Because there's no stopping. Even though it's a rule, they'll put an injunction. What are they going to do? I'm going.
Injunction.
The guy from Wisconsin left, too. They said he couldn't get that. He left outside the portal window. I'm going.
Is there a team in SEC that needs him?
Probably. My point is now, I think the SEC... And Sankey, let's just say, just name a team, Mississippi State.
Okay.
Imagine the conversation Sankey would have like that. Hey, you know what? We're going to challenge the SEC. We want him. We're going to challenge the SEC.
What would Sankey do?
Imagine that meeting.
What would Sankey
do? Hey, I'm gonna swing in and talk to you guys real
Sankey's
quick.
Sankey's flex up.
Oh, he'd be, yeah, well, it'd be a big flex. But my point is, like, but how many things now, how many times has someone been denied recently in a transfer?
Oh, that's a good point.
Hasn't happened.
Doesn't happen.
I don't think you'll see him test it.
I don't think they'll test it either. I don't think they'll test it.
I think UCLA, USC, Notre Dame, those are the schools I've seen mentioned. There's others.
Today will be a big day. Today, there'll be things said today.
Here's the question I have. Is Tennessee going after a quarterback now? Are they going after somebody?
Well, I'm sure they'll be looking.
Or will
I'm
they
sure.
just
The window is what, the 23rd? Is that what it is? When's the window till? The portal window.
April
26th. The 26th. Yeah. Okay.
It opens Wednesday and closes April 26th.
Yeah. Just remember, the close means nothing.
Right.
Just the open.
Gotcha.
Once you're in.
I mean, what I read is Tennessee will actively try to find a quarterback.
Yeah. And how active is it?
I don't know.
You know, are they? I said that. What's the? And I said, and now you have no idea. You have no idea what's being said behind the scenes.
You don't, and you don't know what the money is.
If you think there's not a starting quarterback somewhere that's in the group of five,
okay,
that's really good, mm-hmm, that hasn't had someone reach out to Tennessee
100
and say, hey, FYI,
hey, we got
so-and-so is available. He was all conference last year. He was this, and this.
Yeah, it's $2 million probably.
And you know what, though? If you think about that, you talk about leverage and where they can go or not go. You imagine right now, like, where would Mateer have went? He went to Oklahoma. Does he go to Tennessee?
Good question.
If that would have happened back, if the things would have been pushed back.
I just wonder what.
I mean, think what Tennessee would have been in the market for.
Wait a second. What if Imoliva goes to USC? Does Maeva just go to Tennessee?
Yeah. A little swap.
just
a trade, basically. Yeah.
Here's the part that's super interesting. When no one knows, again, what the true facts are, is that they Tennessee, fought for Imoliva. They're the ones that came up with this, and they said, no, that's pay for play. And they're like, we're doing it. We're fighting. So Tennessee did everything for that young man to get him that contract.
Yeah.
They did pay him
good
more
contract.
Out of a great contract.
$8 million.
Yeah. And Tennessee pushed and said, you know what? We're going to make it happen for your family.
Yeah.
And
$8 million.
And then he's like, I'm out.
It would have been $8 million over 4 years.
Bill, the headline again, please.
I got it right here.
Thank you.
The graduate school coaching tool.
It's amazing that you had two ready. God bless you.
Bills Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trade Oz. When we come back, hour two, an update from Matt Rhule on spring practice next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From automated assembly lines to smart factories, manufacturing is going digital, and fast. If you want to stay relevant, you need the right tech skills. CBT Nuggets helps you get there with practical, easy-to-follow IT training. Build in-demand skills in networking, cybersecurity, and system automation without investing in costly hardware or struggling with complicated setups. Our short, engaging videos and hands-on virtual labs make learning simple and effective. Whether you're a technician on the floor, a manager leading teams, or an engineer optimizing systems, CBT Nuggets fits your schedule and meets you where you are. Train at your own pace, from any device, wherever it works for you. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of professionals who are leveling up their careers with CBT Nuggets. Right now, you can start a 7-day free trial and explore everything we offer, no commitment required. Go to cbtnuggets.com today, because in modern manufacturing, better tech skills mean better opportunities.